CNN has used a lot of hurricane footage that people captured on their phones. Digital photography is something we just tend to use without thinking about. But 41 years ago, when the first digital camera was made, it weighed around 8 pounds, it took 23 seconds to record its first picture, and the resolution was 1/100th of 1 megapixel. So maybe all that's why Kodak wasn't in a hurry to invest in the technology.
The great irony of Frankenstein is that the doctor's greatest discovery, creating a living, breathing human from dead matter, led to his demise. Kodak can relate. One of their engineers, Steven Sasson, invented the first digital camera in 1975. They called the technology filmless photography, but they were never able to capitalize on it. In fact, their competitors trounced them in the digital photography space. And in 2012, 131 years after its founding, the company filed for bankruptcy protection. By then, an estimated 2.5 billion people own digital cameras. And that's changed business, too. Especially this business, journalism. Video and images captured on digital cameras could be instantly reviewed and transmitted all across the world. The first journalist to use a digital camera for the Associated Press did so at the first Bush inauguration in 1989. And cell phone cameras have made every citizen a potential reporter. Time and time again, footage captured by amateurs on digital cameras has been vital first-hand sources of information. Even medicine has benefited. Doctors can see inside your body thanks to tiny digital cameras. And then they can store and share those images quickly and easily with colleagues across the globe. The list goes on and on. But if you could excuse me, I have to go FaceTime with my mom.
On the golf course, you might encounter a bunker or a lake, hazards you generally want to avoid. Here's another kind. This massive scale reptilian beast of a hazard was seen in the greens at a Florida golf course recently. The alligator's estimated to be 15 feet long. The man who shot this video said the thing was so big, it looked like two guys in an alligator suit. Didn't cause any problems, besides maybe abject terror. Good thing no one tried to club it. Its teeth could leave a hole in one attacker. It doesn't need to take a shot to take a slice, and its simple presence is off-putting. Know what a golfer yells when an alligator's on the course? Carnivore. I'm Carl Azuz, and we'll see you, Gator.